Good morning, church, and Happy New Year. The Old Testament reading today is taken from 2 Kings chapter 2, and I'm reading from verse 1 to verse 12. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 12. Now, when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, "Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take away your master from over you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep quiet." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." And he said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The sons of the prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you not know today that the Lord will take away your master from over you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know. Keep quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." And he said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the sons of the prophets also went and stood at some distance from them, as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his cloak and rolled it up and struck the water. And the water was parted to one side and to the other, till the two of them could not go over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for you before I'm taken from you." And Elisha said, "Please let there be a double portion of your spirit on me." And he said, "You ask a hard thing. Yet if you see me as I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if you do not see me, it shall not be so." And as they still went on and talked, behold, chariots of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it and cried, "My father, my father, the chariots of Israel and his horsemen." And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let's stand. 今天的福音经文是取圣马可福音第九章。让我们一起说，愿荣光归于主。马可福音第九章二到九节，第二节，过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰，暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，衣服放光，极其洁白，地上漂布的没有一个能漂得那样白。忽然有以利亚同摩西向他们显现，并且和耶稣说话。彼得对耶稣说，拉比，我们在这里真好，可以搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。彼得不知道说什么才好，因为他们甚是惧怕。有一朵云彩来遮盖他们，也有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。门徒忽然周围一看，不再见一人，只见耶稣同他们在那里。下山的时候，耶稣嘱咐他们说，人子还没有从死里复活，你们不要将所看见的告诉人。这是基督的福音，愿赞美归于基督。会众请坐。
弟兄姐妹平安。
Dear brothers sisters in Christ, Shalom.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us commit in prayer.
天父上帝，我们感谢你早上让我们有生命气息，继续弟兄姐妹一起在你圣所来敬拜歌颂赞美你。
Dear our Father, Lord, we want to say thanks for this morning. We still can be alive together, to praise you in your name.
这时候我们要打开主你的话的时候，我们恳求主圣灵，你亲自运行在我们当中。
Now when we read your word, we pray that the Holy Spirit is in our midst.
打开我们的心门，打开我们的耳朵，谦卑我们的灵。
Open our hearts, our ears, and humble our souls.
好，让我们听见你的话，就将你的话藏在我们的心中，刻在我们的心榜上，也帮助我们行在日常生活中。
So that we can listen to your words, put your words and write it down on my tablets of our hearts, and also help us to live it out daily.
更求主保守我们口中的言语，心中的意念，在你面前蒙你悦纳。
May the Lord guard our mouth and my mind, and so that we can acceptable in front of you.
这都是靠着我主耶稣基督得胜的名而求。
In the victor's name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen. 马可福音第九章可以说是这本福音书的分水岭。
We can say that chapter 9 of the book of Mark is the divider. It divides the books into two parts.
在马太福音第九章，马可福音第九章之后，主耶稣不再教导关于神国的事，而多说关乎人子的事。
From this chapter onwards, Lord Jesus no longer preached the message regarding the kingdom of God. Instead, he mentioned more about the Son of Man.
他开始以门徒为重，比较不针对群众来讲道。
He started to focus more on discipleship rather than preaching to the crowd.
而且若说马可福音在第九章以前是以耶稣是谁为中心，那么在这之后且注重于他来这世上的目的以及他将如何达成这目的。
Before chapter 9, we may say that the message is emphasized more on who Jesus is, while after this chapter, the message is more about the purpose of why Jesus came on earth and how could he achieve this purpose.
登山变相就是这个关键的时刻，也是高潮的所在。
So transfiguration of Jesus is the key, the peak of the whole storytelling.
因此从某种程度而言，要明白主耶稣到底是谁，他来这世上的目的，以及他如何完成这使命，登山变相是关键所在。
So because one of the meaning of this passage is to let us understand who Jesus really is, his purpose of coming and how he achieved his mission on earth. And so, transfiguration is the key in the book, in this book.
首先，马可形容在登山变相的时候，主耶稣他的衣服放光，极其洁白，地上漂布的没有一个能漂得那么白。
Firstly, Mark described how Jesus looked like after transfiguration. In verse 3, he stated that his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them.
所以主耶稣基督身上的荣光不是从天上来的，而是从他自己的身上发出来的。
That's why the radiance of Jesus' glory does not come from above. In fact, this has come from He Himself, His own nature.
希伯来书第一章第三节说，这是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Just like in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 3, saying that He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature.
其次，主耶稣的荣光以摩西从西乃山下来脸上发光不一样。
Secondly, the nature of Jesus' glory does not seem as the shining face of Moses after he came down from Mount Sinai.
格林多后书第三章七节指出，摩西从西乃山下来的时候脸上的荣光是渐渐褪去的。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 7 points out that when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, his shining face will fade eventually and gradually.
而主耶稣的荣光却是长存的。
But the glory of Jesus lasts forever.
所以从某个程度上，摩西脸上的荣光好像月亮。
So in certain extent, the shining face of Moses is like the moon.
因为月亮是借着反射阳光而发光。
Moon shines because of the reflection of the sun.
而这段经文告诉我们，主耶稣却是太阳。
And this passage tells us that Jesus, his glory is like the sun.
第三，摩西和以利亚都是旧约中的重要人物。
Thirdly, Moses and Elijah were the very important characters in the Old Testament.
前者代表律法，后者代表先知。
Moses represents the Torah, the law, while Elijah represents the prophets.
而在登山表变相的时候，他们同时显现与主耶稣说话。
They all appeared here and talking with the Lord Jesus.
路加在路加福音第九章三十一节进一步的指出，他们是在谈论耶稣去世的事。
In the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 31, further explained that they were talking about Jesus was going to be killed.
从以上种种，我们由此可见，主耶稣是旧约预言要来的弥赛亚。
From the above explanation, we know that Jesus is the coming Messiah whom be prophesied in the Old Testament.
并且是受苦的弥赛亚。
Meanwhile, he had to go through suffering.
律法以先知的代表正在为此事做见证。
The representatives of the law actually came here is to witness this happening on Jesus will come in the near future.
所以在这件事情以后，路加告诉我们说，耶稣被借上升的日子将到，他就定义向耶路撒冷去。
That's why after this event, Luke said, when the days drew near for him to be taken up, Jesus set his face to go to Jerusalem.
主耶稣的荣耀与主耶稣的气势同时出现在登山变相。
The glorification of Jesus and his death also mentioned in the event of transfiguration.
这两个观念在人看来是相反的。
These two concepts from the human perspective seems like contradict with each other.
不一致，而且甚至是自相矛盾的。
And it is like a paradox.
但竟然可以同时出现在一处。
But here appear at the same time.
而且在将来的荣耀里，这样的矛盾仍然存在。
Even in the future, glorification, this paradox still exists.
因为在启示录第五章五到六节，描写将来在天上的大赞美会中。
Because in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, talk about the future worship in the heaven.
主耶稣被描写为犹大支派的狮子的同时，又被描述为被杀的羔羊。
Jesus was described as the lion of the tribe of Judah, and at the same time, he was a lamb he had been slain.
这样吊诡的真理不只是出现在耶稣基督的身上，也要出现在所有主耶稣的门徒身上。
The truth of this paradox not only happened on Jesus, but also applied to all disciples of him.
如果主耶稣必须经过苦难才能进入荣耀，那么我们也一样。
If Jesus had to go through suffering before entered into his glorification, and so as we also has to follow.
所以在马可福音第八章三十四到三十五节，耶稣说：“于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我，因为。”凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我福音丧掉生命的必救了生命。
That's why in Mark chapter 8:30 verse 34 to 35 saying that and calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to them, if anyone would come after me, Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it.
苦难可以显明你和我真正信靠的东西。
Suffering tells us what we are really rely on.
除非你和我经历苦难、困境、悲伤和损失。
Unless you and I went through suffering, difficulties, sadness and loss.
否则你和我真的不知道自己到底是信靠什么的。
Otherwise, you don't know what you are really rely on.
你和我信靠对神的信靠，以致和我们对其他事物的信靠可以混合在一起。
We always mix up with the trust on the Lord and the trust on other things or other people.
以至于你和我不知道那些东西真正在我们心中所占据的位置。
In fact, we don't know how much all these things occupy our hearts.
只有当火炼的试验临到，我们才能知道这一点。
Until when test comes to our life like fire, then we can see the reality.
因为困难帮助我们把毫无价值的渣滓烧掉。
Because difficulties consume all the worthless and useless impurities in our lives.
因此圣经从来没有教导我们有关困境和试炼所以临到，是因为这是无可避免的，所以我们需要学习面对。
That's why Bible does not teach us about the happening of the difficulties on us is unavoidable. That's why we have to accept it blindly.
反而指出如果患难临到是因为我们需要，为了帮助我们成长。
But Bible tells us through this suffering sometimes it's necessary because it helps us to grow spiritually.
就如彼得前书一章七节所说，叫你们的信心既被试炼，就比那被佛试炼的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Just like what 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7 saying that, so that the tested genuineness of your faith more precious than gold and that precious though it is tested by fire may be found to result in praise and glory and honor and the revelation of Jesus Christ.
从人的角度而言,
From human perspective,
我们都要选容易走的路,
we like to walk an easy path.
我们都不想受苦。
None of us want to suffer.
我们都希望能安逸的一步登天。
We want to reach our target easily.
先尝到荣耀，谁要此生受苦，来生再享喜乐。
We want to taste the glorification first. Who want to suffer and then to only enjoy the joy in the life of eternity.
所以在农历新年期间，我们大家走亲访友，传达问候，祝福彼此在新的一年中顺利平安，与最在乎的人共享美好时光。
That's why during Chinese New Year period, we visit our friends and relatives. We would like to wish them to have a blessing year without suffering. Everything gone is smooth and peaceful, and wish all of them to spend good time with those we care the most.
我想这也没有什么错。
I think this way of blessing is not bad.
如果2024年我们大家都能够顺利平安度之，那肯定是神的眷顾和恩典。
If we go through the year of 2024 smoothly, definitely it is by the grace of our God.
我只是想透过今天的经课提醒大家。
But I would like to remind all of you through today's lectionary scriptures.
那些按着神的旨意以苦难来包裹的祝福，也是出于神的眷顾和恩典。
Blessing embraced by suffering also comes from God by His grace and also His watch over.
不只是因为苦难 帮助我们成长，也因为他带来盼望。
Suffering not only helps us to grow, but also bring us hope.
就如使徒彼得在彼得前书五章十节提醒我们说
，Just like Apostle Peter remind us in First Peter chapter 5 say, and after you have suffered a little, wow.
那是助帮恩典的神，当在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
The God of grace who had called you to his eternal glory in Christ will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you.
2024年的开年并不平静。
The beginning of 2024 is not really a peaceful year.
俄乌战争，以哈冲突。
They still have war between Russia and Ukraine. There's a conflict between Israel and Hamas.
朝韩以及南海的紧张局势。
The political relationship between North and South Korea is tense.
地震，气候变化。
Earthquakes, climate change.
通货膨胀还没解决，又加上红海危机。对供应链所产生的破坏。
Inflation hasn't solved, but the Red Sea crisis is affecting our supply chains.
我们不知道明天的情况如何。
We don't know what will happen tomorrow.
但是让我们紧紧记着神的应许说。
But we must remember God's given us the promise.
你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草，今天还在，明天就丢在炉里。神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
But if God so clothes the grass of the field, what today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?
又说五个麻雀不是卖两分银子吗？但是在神面前一个也不忘记，就是你们的头发也都被数过，不要惧怕，你们比许多的麻雀还贵重。
And also saying that are not of five sparrows sold and for two pennies, and not one of them is forgotten before God.Why even the hairs of your head are all numbered, fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows.
因此，让我们以信靠神的心踏入2024年。
Therefore, let us rely on God in the year of 2024.
以致无论环境如何，我们都能以赞美及感恩信靠的态度面对。
No matter in what circumstances we face, we still praise the Lord, trust in Him, and also give thanks to Him.
Amen.
Amen.